जबे हरे श्री राधे। जय राधा वृंदावन चंद्र, राधा वृंदावन चंद्र, राधा वृंदावन चंद्र श्री राधे। जय जगन्नाथा, जय भला देवा, जय सुभद्रा। जय गौरनिता, जय गौरनिता, गौरनिता श्री श्री गौरनिता। प्रभुपदा, जय प्रभुपदा, प्रभुपदा श्रील प्रभुपदा।
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्ट उत्तर शतस्य श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतस्य श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतस्य श्रीमद् श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ राधा कुंड श्याम गुंड गिरिराज गोवर्धन की। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की, मधुरा धाम की, मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की, श्री क्षेत्र पुरुषोत्तम धाम की, गंगामय की, यमुनामय की, भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की, गोलोकेर प्रेमधन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, ఆల్ గ్లోరియస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ హరే కృష్ణ, ఆల్ గ్లోరియస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ కృష్ణ, ఆల్ గ్లోరియస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరియస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరియస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరియస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరాంగ, ఆల్ గ్లోరియస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
हरे कृष्ण। Welcome to Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31, Text number 17, in chapter entitled with Narada Instructs the Prachetas. Words we will recite.
Yata nabasya bhadratamah prakashaha yatatamasya bratamah prakasha bhavanti bhupana bhavantanukramat bhavanti bhupana bhavantanukramat evam pare brahmani shaktayastvatam evam pare brahmani shaktayastvamu rajastamasatvamiti pravahaha yatanamasya bratamah prakasha bhavanti bhupana bhavantyanukramat evam pare brahmani shaktayastvamru rajastamasatvamiti pravahaha. Yatanavasya bratamah prakasha bhavanti bhupana bhavantyanukramat evam pare brahmani shaktastvamu rajastamasatvamiti pravahah. Yatanavasya bratamah prakashah bhavanti bhupana bhavantyanukrama evam pare brahmani shaktayastumu rajastamah sattvamiti pravahah.
Word-to-word word meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki word-to-word word meaning.
Yatha, as. Nabasi, in the sky. Abhra, clouds. Tamaha, darkness. Prakashaha, an illumination. Bhavanti, exist. Bhupaha, O kings, na bhavanti, do not appear. Anukramat, consecutively. Evam, thus. Pare, supreme. Brahmani, in the absolute. Shaktaya, energies. Tu, then. Amoho, those. Rajaha, passion. Tamaha, darkness. Sattvam, goodness. Iti, thus. Pravahaha, emanation.
Translation.
My dear kings, sometimes in the sky there are clouds, sometimes there is darkness, and sometimes there is illumination. The appearance of all these takes place consecutively. Similarly, in the Supreme Absolute, the modes of passion, darkness and goodness appears as consecutive energies. Sometimes they appear and sometimes they disappear. Purport. Darkness, illumination and clouds sometimes appear and sometimes disappear. But even when they have disappeared, the potency is still there, always existing. In the sky, sometimes we see clouds, sometimes rain falls, and sometimes snow. Sometimes we see night, sometimes day, sometimes illumination, and sometimes darkness. All these exist due to the sun, but the sun is unaffected by all these changes. Similarly, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the original cause of the total cosmic manifestation, He is unaffected by the material existence. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text number 4. భూమిరాపో నలో వాయు కమ్మనో బుద్ధిరేవచ అహంకార ఇతి యం మే భిన్నా ప్రకృతిరష్టధా. ఎర్త్ వాటర్ ఫైర్ ఎయిర్ ఈథర్ మైండ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ అండ్ ఫాల్స్ ఈగో ఆల్ టుగెదర్ దిస్ ఎయిట్ కంప్రైజ్ మై సెపరేట్ మెటీరియల్ ఎనర్జీస్. Although the material or physical elements are the energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are separate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is therefore not affected by material conditions. The Vedanta Sutra confirms, Janmadyasya Yataha. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text Number 1. The creation, maintenance and the dissolution of this cosmic manifestation are due to the existence of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, the Lord is unaffected by all these changes in the material elements. This is indicated by the word pravaha, emanation. The sun always shines brilliantly and is not affected by the clouds or darkness. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always present in His spiritual energy and is not affected by the material emanations. Brahma Samhita, Chapter 5, Text Number 1 also confirms, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin. And He is the prime cause of all causes. Although He is the Supreme Cause, the cause of all causes, He is still Param, transcendental, and His form is Sachidananda, eternal, spiritual bliss. Krishna is the shelter of everything and this is the verdict of all scriptures. Krishna is the remote cause and material nature is the immediate cause of the cosmic manifestation. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that understanding Prakriti our nature to be the cause of everything is like understanding the nipples on the neck of a goat to be the cause of milk. Material nature is the immediate cause of the cosmic manifestation. But the original cause is Narayana, Krishna. Sometimes people think that the cause of an earthen pot is the earth. We see on a potter's wheel a sufficient amount of earth to produce many pots. And although unintelligent men will say that the earth on the wheel is the cause of the pot, those who are actually advanced will find that the original cause is the potter, who supplies the earth and moves the wheel. Material nature may be a helping factor in the creation of the cosmic manifestation, but it is not the ultimate cause. In the Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, text number 10, the Lord therefore says, Mayadakshena prakriti suyaseta characharam. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and producing all moving and unmoving beings. The Supreme Lord casts His glance over material energy, and His glance agitates the three modes of nature. Creation then takes place. The conclusion is that nature is not the cause of the material manifestation. The Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనాశలాకయ చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురోన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగనా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగనా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. నమ ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadhi Gaura Bhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare My dear kings, sometimes in the sky there are clouds, sometimes there is darkness, and sometimes there is illumination. The appearance of all this takes place consecutively. Similarly, in the absolute truth, in supreme absolute, the modes of passion, darkness, and goodness appear as consecutive energies. Sometimes they appear and sometimes they disappear. Hare Krishna, I am very grateful to you and all the devotees who are presently present here, and especially I am seeking the blessing from His Grace Radhesham Prabhu, who is hearing from the audience. And with this, I will continue to the Bhagavatam class for my purification and Krishna's glorification, being in the line of Parampara. So, this particular chapter of Narada instructing the Prachetas, about to concluding of the section of Prachetas, Prachanabarhi, and how Prachanabarhi got that liberated, and Prachetas also, eventually take able guidelines of first Lord Shiva, and after that, the spiritual master, who is Narada Muni, who guided them how to perform the bhakti, the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, and eventually they will return and renunciate the kingdom, which they have performed the kingdom, ruling the kingdom, many, many thousands and thousands of years under the able guidelines of the Supreme Personality of Vishnu. And in this particular chapter, they get renunciate, and because of performing the so many years of kingdom, ruling the kingdom, they got kind of fatigue and disgusted, and they approaches to Narada Muni. So first I will briefly just narrate about the section, how it goes, and I consider this whole chapter into the three sections, and 1-2 text number 8, where Prachetas will go to the Narada Muni, and Narada Muni guides them what to do further, and in that context they will identify first what we are supposed to do in our own life. It's the first element. And second, text number 9 to text number 14, where Narada Muni guide them whom you have to practice the spirituality. All the thing is the Supreme Lord. In the form of devotional service, you have to do it to attain Him. And eventually from 15th, 16th and 17th, particularly which the current session is going on, where Narada Muni, before going to give the ultimate devotional aspect, the pure devotional service, bhakti unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, first he is going to highlight who is that Supreme Personality of a Godhead, his full prowess. He is describing in this particular 15th, 16th and 17th texts. Whereas in the 15th text, he describes about that everything comes from that personality whom you are going to worship. That is called, everything is emanate from me, as Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita. And the text number 16, which describes 16 and 17, that everything emanate from me and I am pervading everywhere. Just like if sun is there, the sunshine is coming from the sun. That is the 15th text. And where the 16th, and I am pervaded everywhere, the sunshine is there all the place, even in Africa, Andaman, India, America, everywhere. But if we close our doors and we may not see the sunshine, which the all-pervading nature of the Lord, it's there. And ultimately He will take them to the 16th, though 17th, though everything is apparently looks like covered up, but as soon as we open the doors like clouds of our doubts, then we can able to see the all-pervading nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of sunshine. But eventually He will tell, from the 18th to 22, in the third section, you have to perform bhakti unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how this is going on is, in the text number, in the beginning, Prachetas actually, they wanted to renounce the kingdom. They have performed many, many thousands of years. And they have become practically disgusted, and they had. Why they had become disgusted? Because they forgot జై శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా బృందావన్ చందరికి, జై శ్రీ శ్రీ జగన్నాథ్ బలదేవ సుభద్రాకి, జై శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌరికి.
Though they got the benediction from Lord Vishnu when they met personally, that had happened in the last chapter, text number 18, in the 30th chapter of 4th canto. Lord Vishnu told him, my dear sons, my dear boys, now you have go and perform your duty of ruling these kingdoms, and you can perform thousands and thousands of years. And at the same time, you can enjoy the whole world, and you can enjoy all the fullest degree of the sense gratification. But nevertheless, you will never ever forget me, and you will come to my home, back to Godhead, when you complete your task. But being in this mortal world, and they are just because of engaging continuously in this kingdom, so they forgot sometime. And eventually they fell. It's a time. That's what called it is. The first element is, one has to identify what I am doing, how I am doing it. So they identified, okay, we are ruling the kingdom, but I think we forgot about the instruction which was given by Shiva and Lord Vishnu personally, he met us. So in that way, what they used to do is, they used to renounce the kingdom, and they go to the Ganges and where the Jajali Rishi, and they will meet them, and they will become the Samadarshana. It's like equanimity, and they will become Krishna conscious devotees. And the moment when they become the Krishna conscious and they become the equanimity and they are indifferent to everything, the sage Narada Muni appears in the scene. And he comes, just like when Dhruva Maharaj is going, searching for the absolute truth, and suddenly in the middle, Narada Muni appeared and then he guided him. Just like that, Prajetas also, when they determined to identify that and they recognized, they wanted to reinforce the state of consciousness to serve the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Narada Muni again appeared in the scene. And what actually the Prajetas are doing, just he wanted to see. And he comes and he inquires from them, what are all of you are doing here? And initially when they come, Narada Muni, the Prajetas give them the seat and they will inquire. Just like when Garga Muni appeared on the scene of name-giving ceremony to Krishna Balaram, Nanda Maharaj says, O great sage, you are just like a sun to dispel the darkness in the house of Grahasthas. We being completely in the Grahastha ashram, so we completely in the darkness. You sadhus will come often and enlighten us with the torchlight of knowledge and gives us the liberation and the freedom how to go out from these material elements. So likewise, Prajetas also glorifying Narada Muni, comparing with the sun. It's our good fortune, my dear Narada Muni, seeing you, who is like a sun, removes the darkness of that night and also the fear within our heart. And they will explain why this fear and why this forgetfulness and the darkness has come. Because on the order of Lord, we have completely immersed. Though it's an instruction, we are performing our duty, but eventually we forgot the prime duty of being servant of the Lord. And because of our attachment to the family affairs, that thing element of forgetting the Lord and the Lord instruction of the Vishnu and the Lord Shivas. That's a cause. So, my dear Narada Muni, O great sage, kindly please enlighten us with the torchlight of knowledge. What is our duty to supposed to do? And being a Bhagavati Uttama Shloka Avistham Bhavan, the Narada Muni, who is completely absorbed in the devotional service, completely absorbed in the thought of Lord always, Narada Muni Bhaja Javina Radhika Ramanana. So he is completely absorbed, he is completely in the thought of Lord. Wherever he go, whatever he does, how to make the opposite person, other person who is drowning into the ocean of nescience, to bring him into the knowledge. So that is Narada Muni's job. So when he saw Prajetas inquiring very submissively, they wanted to know whom they have to approach. Narada Muni further from the next section, next text, 9th to 14th, he describes about all the thing you have to perform is devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because whatever you practices, just like Ashtanga Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, any type of the activities, even
just like a sun disk, sunshine, their pervadiveness. So likewise, all these systems also pervaded energies, but ultimately they have to lead, just like a yoga means connect to the supreme object, the supreme Lord. So likewise, these things should be connected to the spiritual activities. So your goal is to practice spirituality. So he guides us, he guides them how the spiritual practice should be there. That you people are practicing about, you people are having that very good birth, aristocratic birth, good name, good fame, good energy, good strength, and all of you are having good prowess. But Narada Muni guides them, unless you won't engage them into the Krishna service, the Supreme Lord, all things which you have, it's useless. Just like we hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, it says that one who cannot deliver the dependents from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a relative, a father, a husband, a mother, or a worshipper demigod. Gurur na sasyat, swajano na nasyat, pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat, daivam na tatsyan, na patischa sasyan, namo cha yedya samupeta mrutyu. So likewise, if whatever we are practicing, if that practices, if it is not going to make us or make us to reach the destination of our supreme object, the eternal, become a servant of Krishna, so whatever the practices are useless. On the other side, if whatever one single element which is going to drag us from the nisans to the torchlight of light, the supreme personality of a Godhead, then one object is sufficient to take us back home, back to Godhead. That is pure spiritual practice. And he says, similarly, without developing your realization for the Hari, so don't engage in such mundane acts. Better engage in such an act that realizes you of Lord Hari. Then Prachetas inquired from Narada Muni, okay, my dear Narada Muni, you are saying having this good birth, good prowess, and in everything it's useless. Then how this is going to be without bhakti, which is having this useless? Can you please more elaborately tell us? So he gives further two more analogies that, see, when you are feeling hunger, you feed the stomach through the mouth, and all your pain from hands, headache, leg pain, everything will get evaporate. And gives another example also. When you want to nourish the tree, we have to pour the water at the tree, root of the tree, not to the branches or the leaves or the fruits or flowers. So likewise, all these practices, whatever you people are doing, whatever you are having the prowess, wealth, health and strength, beauty, knowledge, everything has to, the root, the supreme personality of Godhead, you have to worship first. Then that utility of whatever you have in your life. Then they said that, okay, further can you guide us, like, you know, how we have to do that? So that is from the 18th to 20th text number, when Narada Muni wants to say the pure devotional service, bhakti, is the ultimate object of love. So even we can get to know about, that is just like a 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada had made us to undergo first 9 cantos thoroughly, understand the cosmic manifestation, how it has created, that is also energy of Krishna, the Vishnu, and Krishna's prowess he shows us, and the different stages we undergo from canto 1 to canto 9, and eventually to understand whatever the activity Lord Sri Krishna is performing in canto 10th as Krishna's rasa pastimes. So likewise, before going to understand them, the bhakti, he is giving more understanding of the greatness, the prowess of the supreme personality of a Godhead. Like as I mentioned in the beginning, text number 15, he describes about Narada Muni, the supreme personality of a Godhead is the main object. He is the cause of all causes, as we also says. And even in the particular text, today's text, Srila Prabhupada is describing that Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. And also, even in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says that sarvayo nishu kaunteya mutaya sambhavantiya tasham brahma mahadyonir aham bija pradhapita. It should be understood that all the species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed giving father. So he is the cause. So in this particular text, actually 15, 16 and 17, they are all simultaneously one, but there is a slight difference what I observed in this, and according to Prabhupada's purport, the 15th text which describes about everything emanating from me, that Krishna is described. So likewise, I am the Paramapita, I am the seed-giving father, and he says everything emanating from me in Bhagavad Gita also. And then text number 16th, he describes about how I have pervaded in everywhere. I was there in every individual atom, and without me nothing is existing. But apparently when we see, sometimes even sunshine also getting blocked. Even kindly monsoon season has not yet reached, our rainy season. But somehow or other during the summer season also we are able to see rains. And before coming into the rains, it's full of cloudiness is there. Just now, yesterday only we can see how much evening it's created. It's almost always going to be like a flood. But apparently the sunshine is there. I pervaded everywhere. Just because of these clouds and because of the darkness and illumination, I have been covered up. But nevertheless, I am there on the other side. Other side means the beyond the clouds. Beyond the darkness, and the light is there. Because of these clouds like doubts, we have been covered up with the Supreme Personality of Godhead's prowess. So he tells further, so how that has been covered is that, how to understand is, in an empire there is, main king is there, and whole kingdom is under his custody, and he will be there in his own palace. But nevertheless, whole kingdom is under his custody. And he is having his own ministers, finance minister, prime minister, is having the different kind of ministers who can able to take up small departments to run through. And sometimes without interfere of the supreme, the king's personality, still everything moves. That doesn't mean that everything going just because of these ministers. But ultimately, they may be the immediate cause of that execution of that particular department. But ultimately, the supreme department, the king, the supreme personality of a Godhead is the cause even to the ministers to run the show on the foreground. So Prabhupada writes even the purport that how supreme personality Godhead is the ultimate, the real cause of all causes, whereas the nature, Mother Prakriti, is the immediate cause. So just I describe one incident from this, that how it can be helpful for in our own devotional service. Whenever any incident appears, immediately we will get agitated. If it is especially, it is against to our will, it's against to our desire, it is against to our practice. We may think that, what is this? I want to do very blissful way, I want to do very purely thinking and desiring to assist Srila Prabhupada's movement, but my authorities and whatever, our leaders and my counselor, my guru, and nobody is understanding me. But eventually, if we can able to understand why these things are happening to like this, and if we can able to identify what is the real authority instead of just blaming the immediate personality, then we will understand the ultimate cause is Krishna is there to run the show, and he is making every one of us the cause for successful institution. And here also he gives how that is going to be worked. The Prabhupada gives another example that when we are sleeping, our all senses examples he gives, when we are sleeping, the senses which are working throughout the day, it's going to be just calm. It doesn't work. That doesn't mean that the senses are absent in our body. No. We never say that my senses are now stopped, my dear sir, my dear Prabhu, so I am not getting up tomorrow. isn't it? No. Again, next day morning, 4:30, as soon as it's going to come up, and 4 o'clock, we'll get up, and we'll get ready, and we'll get ready for the Mangalarti, and in all our daily practicing of devotional service. So when we are alive, the senses are practically working, and we are in the mode of sleeping stage, and the senses are not working. But that doesn't mean that the senses are absent. They are still in the working state. Similarly, this cosmic creation also sometimes manifests and sometimes unmanifests. So as Prabhupada says that in Bhagavad Gita, bhutva bhutva praliyate. When the cosmic manifestation is dissolved, it is in a kind of how we are going to sleep, the senses are going to be sleep. So the cosmic manifestation also is going to be in the sleeping condition. But which is apparently looks like an inactive state from the active state. Whether the cosmic manifestation is active or inactive, the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead always is existing. Just like yesterday, we see, even sometimes in the daytime, at morning 10 o'clock also, the clouds comes and the formation of the clouds before coming into the rain, suddenly the clouds formation and in a full pitch dark, and we can't see the sun shine. But after sometimes 1 hour, 2 hours, sometimes rain got over, and sometimes literally we saw that again immediately in the afternoon very scorching heat will come, and the clouds will get disappeared, and crystal clear the very navy blue sky, and there is no snow like clouds. It's clearly sunshine, sun rises, and then everything can be visible. So like that, sometimes it appears and sometimes it disappears. And Prabhupada thus concludes that it's the nature of this material world. Sometimes it appears, sometimes it disappears. Just like sometimes it's temporary, it's not mithya. It's real, but it's temporary. Sometimes it appears and sometimes it disappears. Just like summer season, winter season, and the rainy season, they comes and they go. But after some time, again, the original things comes up. So the nature is not the cause of material manifestation, but the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes, as Srila Prabhupada concluded in this chapter. And even also, he describes in this. And now I will just go into how these mundane people will describe due to this effect of cloudiness, due to effect of this darkness in his mind, due to effect of this illumination, they will think, I think these modes are also working upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I think there is no much difference between him and us. And further they say, the scientist also says, I think there is no God existence. This is just, it's happening. It's just by chance. So, once in the booth, questionnaire section, and in one of the place, His Holiness Jayadwat Swami Maharaj has been asked by one of the person. So, Swamiji, have you believed in the existence of God? There is no God actually. And no one sees the God, and everyone is believing that there is no God. How can you believe that existence of the God? Can you show me? Then Jayadwat Swami Maharaj, His Holiness, he said that, okay, just like, can you show me? When we ask, we say that, can you show me the air which we are breathing every day? Does it mean that we are unable to see? So air is not existing. So we will give that counter question and then we'll make them to understand. But here, to understand the God, Maharaj gave very briefly, very beautiful description, which I made the acronym of, regarding the same, as Prabhupada mentioned in this, clouds, darkness, and illumination. CDI. So when we reverse it, it is IDC. What we call it as ISKCON Disciples Course. But here, it is very, very enlightened. When Jayadwat Swami Maharaj mentioned, he didn't mention this IDC, but he described, and I made that acronym, so that we can able to understand the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He asked the scientist, and whatever the questionnaire, so did you ask everyone about the existence of God? He said, yes, of course. Everyone? He said, yes. So then Maharaj said, did you ask the God? For some time he was a little puzzled. What does it mean, asking the God that whether you are existing or not? Because he gives the example, when the space jet, whenever the scientists, they will send it, that there is not God existence, and you know, we are finding everything, we are landed on the moon and everything, when they send the space and the sky and the planets and the orbits, when they are not going into be coming into their proper orbit, they will also become so tense, and they will also tell everyone, kindly just please intensely meditate, intensely pray, intensely to the God. At that particular moment, they don't know what exactly they are speaking. The existence of the God, they accept their inner core. But externally, they want to dominate. Externally, they want to be lorded over the nature of the Supreme Lord. They will say there is no existence of the God. So in that way, he conveyed the message. See, even the scientists also asking, just please pray that whatever we are sending, the rocket or everything, should go on properly, and results should be achieved, and the government should give the appraisal, and they should give us the Nobel Prize and whatever the things. So to get, that's the nature of the dominating power, lord it over the Supreme Person of the God. So here the climax comes up, how to find out all that. He said, Krishna is the shelter of everything, as Narada Muni also describes to the Prachetas, and even Srila Prabhupada described in his purport. The Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. How to find it out? He said that even Prachetas also, Narada Muni guided, you go and take the shelter of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. That's how he is describing in this 15, 16, 17 text, that the prowess of the Supreme Lord, how he is, everything is emanating from him. He is the cause of everything, and he is all pervading. He said, he gives one example, analogy, through that we will find it out what is this IDC. For example, every engineer is having very great desire, especially the software engineers. I have to go to on-site. For what? For a certain period of time, I will go to the abroad, I will earn good money, and after coming back, I will good palatial building, nice car, bungalow, property, my mother, my wife, and I can able to raise children. So I need little kind of money. So I wanted to, I desire, deep desire to go to America. So first we have been identified with, we never saw this, what is America, we never, just only we heard about it. And we saw just on the TV news, though just that it's imaginary. But thing is, we really identified with that, no, I have to go to that. So likewise, similarly, we sadhakas, we need to have the identification of authority, whom we are asking whether God is existing or not. Maharaj gives an example that if you are going into the panwala and in asking about, I wanted this grocery, that grocery, we won't get. Panwala ke pas pan milta hai, taane khane ke liye. But grocery khane ke liye nahi milta hai. Especially in this lockdown period, even panwala bhi band hai. Only grocery shops the government has just opened. No other things. Everything is completely banned. So we have to perfectly identify which is the authority. Just like before going into the purchasing the gold, a household person, n number of times he identify which shop is a good shop, and they will ask whom to ask also, not just neighbor person, not just like even natural friends also, very close, intimate, who can give us exactly information. What is the element we are having in our mind? We have faith on that person. So with that faith, we have to identify who is the supreme authority. And ultimately, Krishna is the supreme authority. He said, Vedesya sarvair ahameva vedyam vedanta krut veda videva chaham. And in the scriptures, in the Vedas, ultimately the conclusion, even Vyasadeva has written, even though he has written so many scriptures, but ultimately the ripened fruit of Srimad Bhagavatam, he has given to us to understand the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead and practice in the devotional service. So one has to identify that supreme authority. Just like when we wanted to go to America, how we identified first, I want to go to America. But is it sufficient? No. Further, Maharaj describes, asking question, I want to go, what is the flight, which is the flight, when it is goes, when it is comes, which platform it comes, that is not sufficient asking the questions also. He says, that is only just like establishing the relationship. Sambandha jnana. Further we have to go. We know the ultimately I have to reach, that is the destination. What is that? I had a great desire, D stands for desire. I have to go to America, I have to reach the Krishna, I have to go to Krishna Loka. That is Prayojana, I want to attain that. Is it sufficient that by knowing that I know who is Krishna and I want to reach the Krishna Loka, identifying and just having the desire? No. Further, see, Prabhupada said, we should have practice, which is called as paying the price. That is a cost effective. The C stands for the cost effective. We have to pay the price. We want a desire to go to America. We want to go to, that's called as a sun globe. And we understand which flight is going on. Now we have to earn sufficient amount to buy the ticket. To go to the Krishna Loka, to go to the spiritual world, we have to buy the ticket of bhakti. So, Brahmanda Paramite Kona Bhagyavan Jeeva, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bish. We got it somehow or the other by the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had come into the Channa avatar of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And through his blessings, we got the Shad Goswamis through him. And we got our predecessor Acharyas, and especially his Divine Grace Abhay Charan Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And by his causeless mercy, he had established our ISKCON movement, and he has enthroned the sannyasis as the GBC and the leaders and as gurus also. And we got that bhakti through that devotees. And only thing is, we have to pay the price of accepting that as it is. Even sometimes Krishna says, Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita, even sometimes we are not understanding the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nevertheless, Krishna is right, and whatever he is saying in the Vedic scriptures are perfect. Just accept it. Over a period of time, you can able to understand. Especially this is comes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Prabhupada wants to describe how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's supremacy, that he is non-different from Krishna. He is Krishna himself. And in the first 7 chapters of Adilila, he especially mentions about when he was condemning that Shankara Bhasha, Vedanta Sutra, so Shankara Bhasha, Shankaracharya's philosophy, he describes. Elaborate purpose he is to write in the 5th chapter, especially when he gives the Guru Tattva of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda's Tattva, he is the Ananta Shesh, he is the Sankarsana, and he is the Adi Guru, Balaram Tattva, and he gives very, very elaborate purpose, then Prabhupada is to write that. So, for that is called as we have to faith, and in all aspects, we have to identify the Supreme Authority, and we need to have the desire to know about that Lord. And that makes us to understand what is the price to pay to understand that. So likewise, our clouds of doubts will be get clarified when we take in the supreme shelter of the authority, when we identify it. And the darkness, when we identify it with the sun, when it has come into our life, our darkness in our heart will be get illuminated, will be all pervaded, the Supreme Lord's energy will be, and our heart of darkness will be enlightened. And the supreme object will be illuminate throughout our bodily consciousness, that is Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Hope I have given the justice. I need the comments and feedback from especially at present Radhesham Prabhu, as well as in the class His Grace Revatipati Prabhu and Jugal Kichur Prabhu has sat, so they can give more light onto my speech, like dark. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.